Second game of this series here in San Diego. And Carlos, you have Daniel Nunez back. He's such a big part of the bullpen. What are you expecting from him with the return from the injured list tonight?
Yeah, look, it's a huge addition to our bullpen. He's been great for us. And, you know, now that we're getting back healthy, we'll see. You know, he's going to get big outs for us. I'm going in the game with, you know, there's a good chance he'll pitch today no matter what. But yeah, he's going to fit right in, and we'll let the game dictate, and, you know, we continue to build him up and put him in situations where we feel he's going to have success.
As I asked you that, I probably thought back, I would have never asked you that question on March 31st, right? But here we are at the final stretch of the season, and you're relying on guys like Daniel Nunez. How has he taken this role? I mean, now that he's back, and what you saw before he went on the injury list, how has he kind of rose to the origin of the challenge here?
Yeah, you're right about it, because this is a guy that wasn't even in big league camp. You know, and the fact that not only he got the opportunity to come up to the big leagues, you know, and just take to the role that, you know, the way we were using him on high leverage. And for us, what we saw is the same guy. It doesn't matter if he was the ninth inning up one or the fifth inning down seven. He was a guy that he was going to use all of his pitches. He's going to throw strikes. He's going to stay on the attack. And it doesn't matter the situation. He's the same guy. So, you know, proud of him, because he's been through a lot throughout his career, whether it's health or, you know, obviously being injured, and was Rule 5, return back. He's been through a lot. So proud of him. And, you know, like I said, not even in big league camp, and look at him now. Like, everybody's excited that we're getting him. We're getting a huge piece back on our bullpen. So we got to give him credit, and a lot of people in player development, and all the people that had a hand on him.
Take a look at the lineup tonight facing Joe Musgrove. You start to look at it where your outfield can be different on any given night. Who's playing second can be different. Who's catching. A lot of good decisions to make, but is it tough right now to kind of decide who's in and who's out, because everybody can kind of fit?
I would say fun, because you got good options. It's a good feeling when you're looking at the 13 position players that you got on the roster, and you feel good with anybody that you put on that lineup. So trying to keep guys fresh, trying to put guys in a position where you feel like, okay, matchup-wise, this is a good matchup for this guy, maybe not so much, but looking, you know, the next coming days, you know, who's going to be potentially be down. You're always adjusting. But look, the fact that we got so many guys that can step in and, you know, hit anywhere in the lineup, play multiple positions, and you feel good about your chances, that's good to have.
Paul Blackburn going tonight. He's been a great addition since the trade deadline. What have you learned about him just watching him for the first four starts?
Look, he's quiet. First thing, as a person, doesn't say much. Professional. He's a pro. Goes the right way about his business. He's prepared. And he's going to go out and give you everything he's got. He's going to compete. And when we've seen it, when he's on, you know, he's on the attack. He's using all of his pitches. He's trying to keep hitters off balance, moving the ball in and out, up and down, mixing velos. Yeah, I mean, excited. And, you know, he's going to give us a really good chance today.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yep, you got it.